This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Well, hello, welcome to Stage Door with me, Kevin, and me, Kevin. Graham's not well today, all together now. Oh, I think he's skiving, actually. There was a bit of sunshine, so he's probably in his sun lounger, smoking cigars and sipping champers. Anyway, get well soon, Graham. It must be tough for you, leaving me in the lurch to do this all on my own. Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy. No, anyway, I'm gonna plow on regardless. What I want to talk to myself about is, are television programmes so bad because they want us to like the adverts more? Do you think there's a little equation going on here? There's more and more sort of junky TV on, isn't there? And more quite professional adverts. So it is making me wonder. I just posed the question. I haven't got the answers, but it made me also think, looking back, what were the really, really awful TV shows in history? I bet you can think of some. I thought, just for example, George and Mildred. Anybody remember that one? What about Through the Keyhole? I used to hate that programme. What was that guy called with a strange, drawly accent? Oh, Lloyd, was it? Lloyd Grossman? Anyway, I really dislike that. Anything with Ross Kemp in it, looking hard, I'll switch that off straight away. Ross Kemp in Alaska? Really? Yeah. Who wants to watch that, be honest? Kilroy? Yeah, remember that one? He was quite slimy, wasn't he? All due respect, Mr. Kilroy, ex-MP. There must be a million more. Graham kindly got off his sick bed and suggested that one of his favourite bad TV programmes was called Catfish. I never saw it myself, but in Graham's own words, here's his explanation. Apparently, it's the name given to someone who pretends to be someone else, and they tend to meet others who are also pretending to be someone else. Then they all get upset because they've fallen for someone who, it now appears, is not who they thought they were. All right so far? Then they invite someone they know, or do they really know them, with a camera to reveal that they have been lying about who they are and that they are a big cheat. Yeah? I can't remember that one at all. In fact, I think I need to read that out again. No, I won't. But it's an American programme. Anybody else remember that? But if you look at what's on the listings and sort of TV hype now, it's all about Game of Thrones, isn't it? I've never even watched it. Is there anybody else out there in the whole world who hasn't yet watched Game of Thrones? No, it's just me, isn't it? Sad. Sad man. And actually, when I was younger, I was equally critical. I used to be quite critical of Postman Pat. and particularly later in life, when I actually was a part-time postman. Yeah, that was fun. I used to love dogs at that stage. but yeah, I thought it was quite demeaning to Postman Pat. I don't know why. He was very friendly, but he was a bit dim, wasn't he? So anyway, yeah, if you've got any all-time worst television programmes that we haven't mentioned, do feel free to drop us a line. Meanwhile, I've got to get on with the event listings, courtesy of What's on White Facebook page. So here's a little sample of what's coming up. Here we go. The Breeze Network is organising a series of Wednesday evening cycle rides for women in August, starting August the 9th. Go to letsride.co.uk and search for the details on there. It's the popular peer-to-peer walk, lots of P's there, popular peer-to-peer walk on Thursday night, August the 3rd, starting and finishing at the Steamer Inn on Shanklin Seafront. It starts at 9 p.m. and it's for the Challenge and Adventure charity. So expect to pay a charge, £5 for an adult, £3 for a child, or £12 for a family ticket, and you get a barbecue at the end. Sounds good, doesn't it? V-Dub Island, big event. It's on again from August 11th to 13th. That's become a regular annual one for the island, complete with a fun fair, lots of tribute bands, and some great island acts as well. There's more outdoor cinema at Puck Pool Park. More peas. Puck Pool Park in Seaview with Dirty Dancing next Sunday, August the 6th, hosted as always by the Old Barracks Restaurant and Tea Gardens. Free admission, doors at 8 and the movie starts at 9, and that follows a whole afternoon live music at the same venue. That's the Old Barracks Restaurant and Tea Gardens, Puck Pool Park. And that's on Sunday the 6th. Call 01983 615 766 if you want to know more. Meanwhile, children's tennis continues at Ventnor Tennis Club on various dates in August with Lawn Tennis Association coach Linda Jones. And coming up, of course, Ventnor Fringe with a huge range of acts, shows, art and music. There's a Ray Cooney farce called Funny Money, which is on four nights from Saturday, August the 12th at Shanklin Theatre. And, of course, it's Cows Week this week. It's all happening as usual. Find out more at What's on White Facebook page. And thanks for listening to Stage Door. We'll be back next week.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.